Hello?
Hi, this is Victoria returning your phone call for customer service.
Yes, Victoria, I'll really appreciate your return call. My name is Carmen Rodriguez,
Wait
and
a
I've
minute,
been trying.
Miss Rodriguez, just a second. Let me get some
Okay.
information from you, okay? First of all,
Sounds great.
can you spell your last name for me, please?
R-O-D, as in David.
Yes, ma'am.
RIGUEZ, Z as in zipper.
Okay, I got you, Miss Rodriguez. Let me be sure to read that back to you, make sure I got it spelled right. RODRIGUEZ. Is that correct, Miss Rodriguez?
Yes, G as in George.
I got you. Let me put you in here, Miss Rodriguez, see if I can find you so we can take care of that for you.
Yes.
Okay, just a second, Ms. Rodriguez. Ms. Rodriguez, what's that first name on the account again? I'm sorry.
Carmen.
Carmen.
Yes.
Okay. Wait just a second, Ms. Rodriguez. Excuse me, Ms. Rodriguez. I didn't mean to call. Okay, I think I have you, Ms. Rodriguez. Let's see. Ms. Rodriguez, could you please give me your shipping address or your address with as much information as you're comfortable with?
My address is 1203 Fairview Avenue, Colton, California, 92324.
Okay, that is the wrong Rodriguez. Hold on just a second. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Okay. I know you must have a lot of Carmens Rodriguez. It's a very common name.
Yes, it is. So I do apologize for that. So let me try that one more time. Now,
No, it's me that has to apologize with that with a name like that.
is it the regular spelling of Carmen,
Yes.
CAR? Yeah, okay. Just making sure. I'm sorry about that, Ms. Rodriguez. Let me find you.
What kind of company is this?
Well, we're a third-party call center, so we deal with a lot of we actually deal more with the products than we do with the companies.
Yeah.
So,
Like what products do you guys sell?
we do customer service for a lot of different products.
Oh, okay.
Now,
Because you know did you find me?
well, I'm not sure because, as you say, we have a lot of Carmen Rodriguez. Could you
Yeah.
please give me an email that would be attached to that account?
And I know not, I'm sorry. It's Carmen Helena with an H. HELEN as in Nancy, A as in apple. 57 at yahoo.com.
I got you. And you did say that was in Colton, California. I think you told me that earlier. Is
Yes,
that
yes.
okay? I got you, Miss Rodriguez. Now your account is building, so tell me why you called in today, Miss Rodriguez. What can I do for you?
I'm calling because I've been I don't know if it's been a subscription added because I've been having, I don't know about the internet. I'm very stupid on internet. And what happened that when I order little stuff, I think it's just ordering the stuff and that's about it. I don't know. And I noticed there's about different subscriptions on my bank account for up to $82. And I have one, two, three, four, two different companies.
Oh my
And
goodness.
I don't, yes, it's because I don't know. And I need this. If there is a subscription, I need my money refunded and
Yes,
I
ma'am.
need this canceled.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. There is a subscription service on there. It looks like back in September, looks like September 26th, you paid $574 for a generator. No, yeah, yes, ma'am. A generator. Actually, it was 9:30. I take that back. Did you get a
Yeah.
generator,
No,
or
I
did you
didn't. I
put?
haven't re No.
Let's see. Did you put in for a drawing to win a generator? Do you remember that?
No. No, I
Okay.
didn't order anything. I
Okay.
click on them. I click on them to look at them, and that's as far as they go because I don't know.
Yes, ma'am.
And oh my God, I'm so stupid with this.
You're not stupid. We're gonna take care of this for you. Just wait just a second. Let
Okay,
me get. First of all,
which
we're
one
gonna
are you? Because
cancel.
yeah, cancel and refund the money, please, because I'm on a budget, and I checked my bank account because I was running low, very low. I say, why? And I went to the bank yesterday, and they gave me all these charges.
And they told you to call us, didn't they?
Yeah, and they also put a dispute. Like, look, I have one for $67.32, another one for $82.45, and another one for $39.99, and another one for another $39.99.
Yes, ma'am.
$39.93.
Now, Ms. Rodriguez, I need to ask you something real quick. Now, you said something about a dispute. Have you already opened the dispute?
No.
Okay,
no,
good. Because I can go ahead and take care of you, because if you had opened up a dispute, then your bank would have to call me, and then I would have to talk to your bank to get it taken care of. So I'm glad you called us, and we'll go ahead and take care of that for you.
Yeah, and I've been calling for the last 2 days.
Yes, ma'am. I got you. I'm going to take care of it for you. I'm going to give you a bunch of...
Now, how much is your subscription so I will know which one is it?
Yes, ma'am. It looks like it's been a reoccurring charge. Wait a second, Ms. Rodriguez. It looks like it's been a reoccurring charge of $67.32 and $39.99. So I'm going to refund you... Let's see.
On both accounts, right?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to refund that to you. Just let me document your account real quick. It looks like you received a partial refund on one of those on the 4th.
Oh, which one?
It looks like one of the 6732s
was partially
refunded. So that one was partially refunded. So we'll go ahead and we'll take care of that.
Do you have any idea how much will they refund it?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna tell you exactly in just a minute.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and document your account, and then I'll tell you exactly what you.
And the other one is $39.95, right?
Yes, ma'am. We're going to refund two at 67. Let me get through writing this up, and then I'll tell you exactly what we're gonna refund.
Okay. I really appreciate it because you know I'm so short of money, mm-hmm. and when I saw this, I said, what the heck am I going to be I'm gonna be doing just watching for stuff on the internet? And I ended up subscribing to things that I don't know.
Yes, ma'am. But let me document this so I can go ahead and start getting your refunds to you.
Okay. And then after you, I have to call another one.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Go ahead and get this one started. All right, so we're going to go ahead and save that note, and then we're going to go ahead and cancel the subscription so you don't get any more charges.
Yes, please. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
You are welcome. And let's see. I think this is the one. Yeah, they did give you a partial refund, and I think on the one for the 4th. So you did get a partial refund on that one. Let's see what's going on with this one. Okay. First of all, we're going to refund that back to you. Okay, I just refunded back to you $39.99.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of them. And it looked like you'd already gotten a partial refund off on from that first one.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
How much is it going to be refunded on that $39.99?
Yes, ma'am. You got the $39.99. And I've got I think I got two more I need to refund to you. If you just hold up for me.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Can you tell me which ones is maybe I have them right in here? I have another one that's $39.99.
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe
I just refunded that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one is done.
Yeah, that one was done. Oh, wait a minute. Make sure.
Okay.
Let me make sure I've canceled that because I definitely don't want you to get any more charges.
Okay.
Okay. I gotcha. And let's see. And then you've got another $67.32 that is going to be refunded to you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God. God bless you.
You are welcome. I'm just glad you gave us a chance to take care of this before you went back to your bank and opened up a
seat. Yes.
Okay. Let me see what's going on with that one. Okay. Ms. Rodriguez. There's one that I tried to refund to you, but because it was out of the 30-day window, it's
mm-hmm.
not letting me refund it to you, okay? Because it was out of
Which
the 30
Which one is
day.
That?
It was the one for November. Oh, no wonder. It was November 2nd. Yeah, it would not let me refund that one because it was out of the 30-day window. but we're going to go ahead and fully refund you the $67.32.
Okay.
So you got a $67.32 that's being refunded and a $39.99 that's being refunded.
Okay, let me write that down.
$39.99. Now you're gonna get that 67. Actually, it's gonna be the rest of that 67 that was refunded to you the first time. It will be the rest of that. So you're getting a full $67.32.
$67.32. Okay.
Yes. And I'm afraid I cannot refund the ones that are past 30 days.
Okay.
I don't have the authority to do that, but I did refund what I could refund.
Okay.
And I do thank you for calling in and letting us take care of that for you before you did lodge a dispute with your bank.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay.
Well, wait a minute. I got some numbers I want to give you so you know.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm sorry. I'm just making sure I got everything in your account. I definitely don't want you getting charged again.
No.
Okay. That cancellation. Okay. That cancellation number, Ms. Rodriguez,
yes,
is going to be C as in cancellation.
Cancel number, okay.
It's going to be 2-6-3-0-3-0-6-0-7.
607. Okay, let me repeat it to you.
Yes,
2-6-3-0-3-0-6-0-7.
Yes, ma'am.
That's for the $67.32 and the $39.99, right?
Yes, ma'am. You're gonna get $67.32, and you're gonna get back $39.99. Now, remember, with that first refund of $67.32, it's gonna look like it's two pieces because you were refunded one part of it
partially.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And then now you've been refunded the full amount. So that's what you're going to see.
Okay, thank you very much, and everything is canceled, right?
Yes, ma'am, everything is canceled.
Okay, all right, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good afternoon.
God bless you.
God bless you too. Bye-bye.